Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and earned a bachelor's degree in business administration from Northwood University. For 20 years, he held various leadership positions at Amway Corporation, and since 1993, he's been the president and CEO of DP Fox Ventures, which owns and operates 32 dealerships and 42 brands. Since 1996, he's been the owner, president, and CEO of the Grand Rapids Griffins, and since 2011, he's been the chairman of the Orlando Magic. His name, Dan DeVos. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to a most amazing guest, Dan DeVos. Dan, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. My pleasure to be with you today.
Can we start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please?
Well, my childhood was pretty normal, quite honestly, growing up. We grew up, my dad's business was just really starting. The Amway business is just one year less old than I am. And so I grew up around the business when the business was in our house. And we were out like anybody else since we were young and growing up.
Everybody knows about your late dad, Rich DeVos, but if the truth be known, your dad outkicked his punt coverage when he married your mom. Tell us about your mom.
Well, my mom was sort of the one who always was played a little bit behind the scenes. She didn't like the spotlight, unlike my dad, as you know. But she was always there. She always had a lot of strength and determination, a lot of conviction, and a lot of integrity in everything that she did and everything that she believed in. And so she was, sort of the rock that held everything together as Dad was out building the business. And she was somebody who was there and steady as she could always be. She's sort of just like her parents were, sort of that same way, just steady and consistent. And she made all the difference in the world.
Your dad went to high school with a man named Jay Van Andel. And the two of them started several businesses between 45 and 58, and then 59, they started a company called Amway. How did that ever come to be?
Well, what happened, they were in the direct sale business prior to Amway. They were direct selling a vitamin supplement called Nutrilite, which eventually Amway purchased the company back in the early 70s. So they got the direct sale bug, if you will, from doing that, and they've been working together for so many years before. And so there were some issues within that company, and so they said, you know, we're working with a group, a distributor organization. We're having product supply issues between the distributor and the production side. We have to do something. We have to go find a product. So let's go find a product. So they went out, and they found a product called LOC, Liquid Organic Cleanser, which was a biodegradable product back then. And that they started with that one product, and they started in the basement of our homes our house, and we live right next door to the Vandals, always have. And our house was the warehouse, and Jay's basement was the office. Dad's office was a room that later became my bedroom. And from there, they just kept going.
At the dinner table, what did Dad talk to you and your brothers and your sister about?
It was always the same message, really, wherever he talked. His positive message of what are you going to do? How are you going to get there? What can we do to help? And, you know, and then explaining to us, you know, the facts of life, if you will, of how the world works and how you have to be involved in it. You have to give to it. You have to give to your community or your organizations. And it's not about taking, it's about giving. And the more you give, the more you get, you know, and it's part of the biblical teachings that mom and dad are very, very, you know, strong believers in. And so those are the types of things that we talked about on a regular basis.
In 1981, your dad wrote me a little note. Jack, negative thinkers create or endure problems. positive thinkers solve problems. Love you, Rich DeVos. Jay Van Andel, tell us about your next-door neighbor, Jay Van Andel.
Well, like I said, we grew up next door together. It was always my Uncle Jay, as always I refer to him, Uncle Jay and Aunt Betty. And they, you know, they were so the same in so many ways, philosophically aligned and ideologically aligned, and when they had the same goals, the same direction, you know, they had different roles within the company. You know, Jay was a little more the intellectual kind of guy who was there and quieter, and you know, Dad was a guy, as I mentioned earlier, loves the spotlight and did that, and Jay did that too, of course. But he was a guy sort of behind the curtain a lot of times, pulling the strings, making things happen. But I've always enjoyed the time that I spent with Jay, because, you know, he was just as friendly as you could be, and always welcoming and always supportive. And he really did. He truly was in every way really my uncle.
From 1980 to 2000, you held various leadership positions at Amway. Tell us about Amway Corporation.
Well, it's a fascinating company, and it's changed so much since I started there. It continues to evolve. We continue to be on the same you know, philosophical track that we are. We're you know, helping people help themselves is where our focus is, and we do that, of course, on a worldwide basis. We have continued to expand since I started the business internationally. And so we have our international business is now the vast majority of our business. And so we've become a true worldwide organization, you know, with millions of people from the distributor side, or we call it Amway business owner side, involved in the business, continuing to build their own independent Amway businesses in just about every major country around the world. And so we continue to do the same thing. We're looking at new and different ways for getting the message out, of course, like everybody is, whether it be social media or whatever. But our basic concept continues to remain the same.
Amway Corporation made a huge impact on my life personally, Dan, in the 70s and 80s, because you would hold rallies here in town and you would have the Zig Ziglars of the world come in to speak and motivate people.
Right.
I would go. It really transformed my life.
Oh, I clearly remember going right here, right across the street from where I sit right now here in Grand Rapids. The Civic Auditorium is there. We held annual conventions here. And just exactly right, as I think back at those are the guys I remember. I remember sitting next to Paul Harvey when Paul Harvey was, you know, talking about Amway and was there attending our conventions. I remember people like Norman Vincent Peale who were around. And so we got to hear from them. And, I mean, those are special, very special people at very special times. And so that certainly impacted my life too as we were growing up. So we're not hearing it from my father and Uncle Jay, but we're hearing from these other great individuals who are promoting free enterprise and independence and individual freedom. And these are the guys who give you that positive attitude, that positive power, positive thinking, of course, which makes a difference. And when you're around that all the time, you can't help but soak it in.
We're talking to Dan DeVos, and in the immortal words of Paul Harvey, when we come back, we'll tell the rest of the story. And I'm Jack Grasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Grasula, and we're with Dan DeVos, who since 1993 has been the president and CEO of DP Fox Ventures. Dan, tell us about DP Fox Ventures, please.
Well, it was a company I started back in the 90s when I left Amway, and you know, we're looking for different opportunities here because I knew I wanted to work for myself. Number one, coming out of Amway, I knew that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be an entrepreneur and figure something out. So, you know, like any entrepreneur, you get out and you start trying some things. You know, some things worked okay, some things didn't work okay, but nonetheless, you continue to learn through those early years, and continue to build on and can build your education, if you will, in the business world. And so we continue to work, and we're involved and still involved in some real estate projects through various entities. We're involved in the sports teams that we own and operate out of here. And then we're also involved. We're involved. My wife has a business out in New York. She's a fashion designer out there under the brand of Pamela Rowland. We have a small sporting goods store here in Grand Rapids, and a few other odds and ends things that we do. But our main focus is the automobile, motorcycle, and power sports stores that throughout Western Michigan, up in the UP, and into Chicago. So a lot of that stuff that keeps us rather busy. But I'm involved in things that I enjoy being involved in. And that's why I'm in the businesses that we are.
42 brands, 32 locations, 1,700 professionals in Michigan and Chicago. Dan, talk to us about the job that these people do in your service departments.
Well, that's where the, no pun intended, but the rubber hits the road. I mean, that's a tough area to operate into. You know, nowadays to get those, you know, professional technicians in to do it, but the service departments are key right now to the operations of the business, and to try to make sure that we get everybody properly, you know, properly in, properly serviced, and properly out. And so it's been a challenge, and but we keep working at it. We have some great people working there. People who are very, very dedicated to customer service, and that's really where it all starts and ends, is right there.
Speaking of great people, what do all great salespeople have in common?
Oh, it's to come back to things we talked about earlier: positive attitude, you know, and a willingness and desire to help somebody. I mean, they're there to help. I mean, they're. You know, we tell you, they're not there to sell anybody anything. They're there to help somebody find what they want and what fits their needs. And so, if they have that spirit of helpfulness, of willingness to listen and talk to them, and continue with a positive spirit, then we'll see what happens. But the rest of the details are, you know, involved in the process and all that are one thing, but it starts with the positive attitude and the willingness to help.
Dan DeVos, how do you explain America's love affair now with SUVs and trucks?
Well, it's been interesting, really fascinating to watch that change. I mean, remember, it wasn't all that long ago when gas was approaching $5 a gallon, everybody was bailing out of their SUVs and their trucks, and everybody's going to small cars. And I think what you saw happen at that point in time is people realized, you know what, I really need that big vehicle that I'm driving, because I'm carrying a lot of kids or I'm carrying a lot of stuff, whether it be for pleasure or for work. I just need my size back. So then we saw people, even the gas prices came down a little bit, you saw them gravitate right back into the vehicles. But I think what you're seeing right now is a combination of people enjoying the size, number one. They enjoy the ride height, so you get a little bit above the traffic, you get a little bit of visibility up there. And it's a significant change in a gas mileage, miles per gallon. The difference between the cars of 10 years ago or 15 years ago and the trucks back then versus the cars and the trucks today, that has diminished substantially. So you're not paying such a huge penalty for gas to drive in the bigger vehicles right now. So I think that the combination of things, of all those things, make a difference.
Let's talk about auto dealers. It seems to me that in so many small communities in America, the biggest givers in that community are those local auto dealers. You've got huge hearts and a culture of giving back. How do you explain that amongst auto dealers?
I think it's because they just have a strong personal relationship with the community. It's you know, we're selling to our friends and our family. I mean, they're here and their kids are playing Little League softball or football, or they're going to local high schools, and we're part of the communities that we serve. And I think service is the word there also, because we know we serve them with the automobiles and the service and the parts and all that, of course, too. But we're there to serve and help in other ways that we can to improve the community in any way we can. It's just been a philosophy of the car dealers, because they've been unique in that connection to the community. And so it really does make a difference.
Speaking of a huge part of the community, let's talk about another thing you own. You're the owner, president, and CEO of the Grand Rapids Griffins, who's in the American Hockey League. And you guys won the Calder Cup in 2013, 2017. Tell us about the Griffins.
Well, the Griffins have been fun. That is one of those things that I started along with Dave Nadel, one of Jay's sons. He and I are partners in that. And they were finishing the arena down here in Grand Rapids, just down the street here. And they were looking for a major tenant, and that was right in the mid-90s, again, as I was transitioning out of Amway, looking for something to do. And they said, we need something to go in here. We need a sport team. They said a hockey team would be a good idea to put in here. So I heard that talk for a while and then said, well, maybe I'll start looking into that. So I started looking into that, and along the way, talked to Dave and Anno, and so he and I said, well, let's just do this thing together. And so we started that team in 96 and been going strong since then. We started in a different league. We started in the International Hockey League. Then that league folded, and then we applied for and was accepted into the American Hockey League, and have been there ever since, and won the two Calder Cups, which are the championships of the league. You know, a couple of times, and that's there's nothing like winning a championship, that's for sure. And it's great for the city and great for the team. We've been affiliated with the Red Wings now for over 15 years, so that's been a great relationship with them. So we got the East and West Side going, and so it's been a lot of fun, and people here have been very, very supportive.
Speaking of winning a championship, you personally raised the Calder Cup twice, 2013, 2017. What's it like to hold that Calder Cup over your head?
It's probably one of those things you can't explain. You know, you keep hoping for it, you keep wishing for those type of things to happen, and it's coming down to the wire, and it finally does. And there's just no other feeling like it. I mean, to see the excitement of everybody around you, you see the team number one, because I mean they're the ones that make it happen, obviously. So to watch their excitement and to understand and to watch throughout the year all the hard work and dedication they put into it, and to see it culminate then in winning the championship and, you know, grinding these things out, because these are not easy, and you cannot ever give up. And just watch the team do that and come through with the side. And then so the team's happy, the community goes crazy, they love it, and then you actually have the cup itself. And there's really no other feeling like it.
Speaking of hard work, your team is led by Tim Gortzma, a good mutual friend, does a great job with his team. What's your expectations for Tim and the team this season?
Well, we're shaping up pretty nicely right now. We'll find out more here in the next few weeks as things really start finalizing. And Tim's been great helping us since literally day one. He's been, you know, maybe day two is when Tim joined us. But we're starting to shape up pretty well. The most important thing is a strong relationship with the Red Wings and their support of this team to make sure that we get players here that, of course, are good for their organization. Obviously, is what we're all about as being a development league. But we think we have a good core returning. We have some good new ones lining up that we should come on, and we expect to be very competitive again this year.
If you want to learn more about the Griffins, www.griffinshockey.com. Go there and buy some season tickets. We're talking to Dan DeVos, and I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasul, and with Dan DeVos, who since 2011 has also been the chairman of the Orlando Magic of the NBA. Dan, how good were you as a kid in hockey and basketball?
Lousy. So, couldn't do anything. I just was not a real sports kid growing up, but as a family and individually, we love sports. My two brothers were pretty good at it. They played football, and so they were really involved with the sports during high school. And even Doug, my youngest brother, in college at Purdue, he was a quarterback. But for me, I never was. But I understand it and been involved with it and enjoy the business side of it. And it's been fun from you know, from sports, what I really like about it is what it brings to the communities in which they serve, because they are so vital. And we talked about the Griffins and the role that they play in the community, and the Magic are the same thing. And I mean, it makes a difference, and so it's fun to see it. But while I can't play it, I do understand it. So that's about as close as I'm going to get.
Your dad and a man named Pat Williams co-founded it. Talk to us about Pat Williams, please.
Well, because he came, you know, from Philadelphia. That's where he was before, and he came down to help initially bring a Major League Baseball expansion franchise to Orlando, because he had already brought the basketball team down, and so stayed down there to the baseball team, and that's how we got introduced to Pat, through baseball originally. And, you know, Pat was just the ultimate sports guy, promoter, and understanding how all sports things really, really work. And so he was able to, as I said, get a basketball team established, got close to the baseball team. But that's when we got involved, is just around that time with Pat, and got to know Pat and got involved with the Magic. And so for us, it's been a great run, and it was something that we debated as a family for a long time. But, you know, Dad's philosophy on that was it would be a great thing for the family to rally around. It'd be something fun that we could do as a family, and it's been that way. It's been something that the family it's to sit around the table and just chat sports and chat about your team is pretty special.
Speaking of special, when you go to the NBA owners' meetings and you're sitting next to Mark Cuban and Danny Gilbert, Steve Ballmer, etc., what's that like?
Yeah, that's a little surreal, I must tell you. But I tell you, it's impressive. The individuals you mentioned, plus, you know, everybody else there, I mean, they're an impressive group of people who are very committed to the NBA and the game of basketball. And so while we all compete, of course, on the court, when it comes to around that table, everybody's on the same page and acts as true partners, which, of course, the NBA, we are. And so it's quite the who's who, really, to sit there. Every once in a while, you just look around and you go, oh, yeah, and you start pinching yourself, saying, boy, it's a pretty powerful group of people here, a pretty impressive group.
Speaking of pinching yourself, when you're in the presence of Shaq, because he played for you for a while.
Right.
How big is Shaq?
Oh, he is big. He is big. Until you stand next to him, you have no idea how big he is. I mean, he's obviously bigger now than he was in his playing days. But he's big, but, you know, he's such a nice guy. He is, ever since he left Magic, always have kept in touch. Always have been very pleasant. Now, of course, he's doing his broadcasting. So we'd see him at the games. He'd always come up and say hi to Mom and Dad. Always chat with them a little bit. When Mom passed away, he called, wanted to know how Dad was doing. When Dad passed away, he called and wanted to know how the family was doing. So, you know, he's just a guy that just really caring. I mean, a big guy with a big heart.
Talk to us about what's your expectations for the Magic this year.
We're starting on a good track. We made the playoffs last year for the first time in 7 years. We lost to the eventual championships, the Toronto Raptors. So we felt pretty good that we got in and we at least won a game. So that was a good start. We're a young team. And so we're basically bringing back the same team as we had last year. We have a few additions that will be coming online, but basically the same team. But they're maturing, they're growing. I mean, physically, because again, they were young and coming into the league, and so the experience that they've gained over the last couple of years, and then some coming off injury. So we think we'll be in good shape. Our expectations are to get back in the playoffs this year and get, you know, more than one win this year, and to really be at least somebody that people around the NBA are talking about, a team that has something there and has the ability to continue to grow. And that's what we're going to keep at it, because we think as the team continues to come together, we can continue to grow, and we'll be in a position for many years to continue to make the playoffs. And as you know, once you get in the playoffs, it's anybody's guess as to how things are going to go. And there's obviously some very strong teams in the league this year, and so it's going to be a tough hole. But you know, you just never know how things go. That's why they play the game.
All right, a lot of people know that you are the owner of the Magic, the owner of the Griffins, but not too many people know that you're a minority owner of God's team, my team, the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know, it was a tough century. It took us 108 years, but in 2016, God blessed us. We won it all.
Yeah.
What was that like when the Cubs won the World Series?
Well, that was pretty amazing also, and we're just a very, very small piece of it. But the Ricks family have been very, very nice, and so there's a small, you know, group of limited partners. But to be able to watch them make that run, and again to watch the city erupt all the way around the wind, and we happen to be at the final game down in Cleveland, and I mean, there's nothing like that down there. And then to be in Chicago afterward and to see what was going on, and It was pretty amazing. You know, being such a small piece of it, you know, we're on the inside, on the fringes of the inside of it all. But to be able to be there in that place, we just got very fortunate that we were able to be involved with that team.
Thinking back, you know, the Indians tied us in the bottom of the ninth. Then we had the rain delay, remember?
Yeah.
Right? Brian.
Yeah, right there at the end, and that seemed to have changed things. I mean, we were struggling a little bit at just coming into that, and then coming out of that rain delay, was it 45-minute rain or something like that? It seemed to really get some more steam, and so I guess, you know, late finish, but I think we got home at 4 o'clock in the morning, but it was definitely worth it.
It was worth it. We're talking to Dan DeVos. If you want to learn about the Magic, www.nba.com.magic. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR.
Jack Crisula, host of WJR's Anything is Possible, the weekly radio visit, brings his 15 years of inspirational storytelling to hardcover. With God, anything is possible.
Anything.
15 of Jack's more than 750 tales of defeating odds and achieving the extraordinary. Like Bob Woodruff, whose job covering the war in Iraq nearly cost him his life. And Nick Vujicic, the limbless evangelist who has stunned millions with his message of acceptance and grace. With God, anything is possible. Order now while signed copies are still available at trustinusllc.square.site. That's trustinusllc.square.site. And as Jack says,
make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spohol.
Anything is possible.
I'm Jack Crisula. This is Anything is Possible. And we're talking to Dan DeVos, the president and CEO of DP Fox Ventures, owner, president, CEO of Grand Rapids Griffins. Since 2011, he's also been the chairman of the Orlando Magic. With all of these duties, does your wife, Pam, still give you honey-do list when you're at home, Dan?
There's always something to do around the house. Never ends. That's one thing about having a home. It's always something.
Okay. You've grown up outside Grand Rapids. Talk to us about the transformation of downtown Grand Rapids and the role that the DeVos family and the Vandal Andel and the Stryker family, et cetera, have played.
Well, it's been a community where they always have come together to make things happen, whether it be the public-private partnerships or just individuals working together in the private sector. And they're doing it because they just want to make the community better. And that's what really started this thing off from the very beginning, when Dad and Uncle Jay, you know, saw the need for, number one, we needed a hotel down here. We had an old hotel in the Pantland. The downtown was deteriorating like most cities of our size and back then in the early 80s. And they said they wanted to try something and see what could happen. So that's when they started renovating the Amory Grand Plaza Hotel and opened in 81 with that, and then the tower came afterward. So that was sort of the first phase of what was going on, and really started rejuvenating, get some more activity downtown. And then as you start, one thing leads to another, and then the public-private partnership got together, and the arena came on board, and in the mid-90s, in 96, where that started. So that was a big part of the rejuvenation. We have, of course, the hospital here, Miracle Mile, we call it, with Spectrum Hospitals, which has made a growth, and Regional Hospital, and used to be Butterworth and Blodgett Hospitals, that they had worked to combine and merge into one much larger, much stronger, much better hospital, and that has grown tremendously to be the largest employer in the area. We got expanded convention center, which again a public-private partnership that put together, and so we see all sorts of rejuvenation of downtown, and we're seeing buildings being rehabbed, we're seeing people moving in, and we're seeing a lot of residential coming in downtown, and so it's going well, and we see there's continue to be potential here.
10 years ago, your family started something called Art Prize, which has exceeded all expectations, and now this year, this year's Project One by Art Prize, which is running from September 7th through October 27th.
Yeah.
What has Art Prize done for downtown Grand Rapids?
It brings in hundreds of thousands of people. It was an interesting experiment. My nephew Rick is the one who actually got the idea together, and the family supported it. And we said, okay, Rick, why don't you, we think it's a neat idea. We don't know where it's going to go. But why don't you go and we'll help, financially and help, set this thing up for you. And I remember saying at the same time, I said, okay, Rick, though, just let us know how it turns out, will you? Now then, after the first year with hundreds of thousands of people coming downtown, it was pretty obvious how it turned out. And so it's been a big driver, people coming from all over the country and internationally into West Michigan and being introduced, most, for the first time into Grand Rapids and what it was like. And to be able to walk our streets and explore our restaurants and our activities around here, all around, all the time, having art throughout the whole downtown city, it's really put us on the map in so many different ways.
Speaking of art and people coming from all over the world, just outside Grand Rapids, world-class Frederick Meyer Gardens and David Hooker. Talk about the gardens and David Hooker.
That's another thing I didn't quite understand when they started, I must admit. And when talking about when Meyer, who is a great individual, of course, and his family, who have done so much for the community, when he started that, I didn't understand the concept. But that thing, again, as you mentioned, it's world renowned, and again, people coming from all over the world for that. They've been through tremendous growth, tremendous expansion. They're in the middle of a big one right now, too, adding many, many buildings to it and exhibits and everything else. And it's something that it's a gem here that a lot of people don't know about, but we certainly want people to go visit that when they come here because it's very special, very special place.
Speaking of gems, you're still on the board. You were the chairman of the board of Northwood University. Talk to us about Northwood University.
Well, it's a special place, as you know, and it's really this free enterprise focus, and building the entrepreneurs for tomorrow, for global leadership is where they're looking at, and they're making a difference. They have that focus, the pro business philosophy that's out there all the time, and always trying to build those future leaders that I was talking about. And actually, I was just with the president of the new president of Northwood just a couple of minutes ago, and we're talking about how we continue to spread our story. But I went there all 4 years. I went there 76 through 80 up in Midland, Michigan. It was really built upon the foundation that my father built out and Amway had built about with the free enterprise and the free enterprise spirit and the philosophy that goes along with it. And so it has made a difference for me, and I know for so many other people that have gone there throughout the years.
Speaking of making a difference for 13 years, Keith and Gretchen Leavitt. Talk about Keith and Gretchen Pretty.
Oh, I tell you, they are a team. They've always been a team coming into Northwood. And the funny thing is, I was on the board back then. It wasn't on the search committee. But when the final recommendation came to the board of Keith, or so they put your book down, you know, his bio, and first thing you open up, you see his picture. I go, I know that guy. I met Keith many, many years before here when he was working on Western Michigan. And so we go back a long way. But he took that university and transformed it, refocused it. Got it really on a great financial footing, kept our mission and our vision and all focused on where we're going to go, and pinpointed even more sharply than it had been before. And so now we see the great opportunity to continue to attract, you know, students from all over the world who are very interested in the philosophy of Northwood, because it is very unique. I mean, with the capitalistic spirit that we have there, as I said, the free market, free enterprise focus, it's a very special school.
In 1992, you and your wife Pam founded the Daniel and Pamela DeVos Foundation. Talk to us about the focus of that charitable effort.
Well, we get involved in three primary areas. We work in the arts quite a bit. My wife has always been involved with the Grandma's Art Museum from one of the first things she's got involved in just after we were married, so since the 80s, and she's still connected with that. So we do a lot of arts and arts related. We work with higher education, of course. We do a lot with Northwood and other and the Grand Valley here locally, and other areas of education we're involved in. Healthcare is another one, of course, primarily through Spectrum Health up here, been involved in as a family, of course, has been through the years. And so those, again, are things sort of like the business. Those are things we're very interested in and very active in and very involved in. These are things that we're on the boards of or connected with or you know, are very close to these organizations. And so it's fun to be able to be in a position to give back and to see the results that are making, you know, the difference that these organizations are making in the lives of the educational, healthcare, or even the arts. I mean, it impacts the quality of life in so many different ways.
Dan DeVos, at the start of the show, you said that Dad taught you at the dinner table to be positive, to give back. You listened, and you keep living that. Please keep up the great, great work.
Yeah, thank you, Jack.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spahom.
Believe in yourself.